Per Orchot Yosha, we begin Perek Dalet. Dalet stands for Dan Lekav Zechut, to judge favorably. Tanan beperkama de Avot, it states in the Mishnah in the first Perek of Masechet Avot, Vehevedanet kol ha'adam Lekav Zechut. We have to judge every person favorably. And if you want to be medayek in the words, kol ha'adam, it doesn't say kol adam. It says, kol ha'adam, you have to judge the entire person favorably. Although, bipshuto, kol ha'adam is a fancy way of saying kol adam. Just like we say, lishuatecha kivinu kol hayom, it means kol yom, every day. It doesn't necessarily mean all throughout the day. Although it could mean that. But there are other... Like, for example, in the Torah, Kol ha'ezrach be'Yisrael yeshivu basukot. It's like, the pshuto shel mikra is, although the Gemara in Sukkah is doresh, the hay, the extra hay, but the pshuto shel mikra is, Kol ezrach be'Yisrael yeshivu basukot. So you see that the hay is not necessarily, you know, all the, it means all. Good, continue. U'bishvuot, it says in Masachet Shvuot, Betzedek tishpot amitecha, so here the Gemara learns it from a pasuk in Kedoshim. Betzedek tishpot amitecha. You should judge your friend betzedek in a just way, in a favorable way. Umashma shehu mitzvat asem midoraita. So if we're learning it out from the pasuk betzedek tishpot amitecha, it seems like it's a mitzvat asem in the Torah. ובשבת, in מסכת שבת, אף קוף קו זין, עמוד א', it says, שישה דברים אדם אוכל פירותיהם בעולם הזה, והקרן קיימת לא לעולם הבא. It's not the Mishnah of מסכת פאה that we know. It's another Braita, which in fact, the Gemara there in שבת קוף קו זין asks, did we not learn already a Mishnah that mentions other six ones? And so the Gemara answers that question. But in the list of six that is mentioned in Shabbat Kuv Kav Zayin, of the things that a person eats perot in this world, he gets reward for it, he gets fruits of reward in this world. The keren, the base, the foundation of the reward, is saved. Le'olam haba, echad mehem, one of the six is hadan et chavero lekav zechut, one who judges his friend favorably. V'sham, and over there in Amud Bet, it says, "Hadan et chaveru lekav zechut, danim oto lekav zechut." One who judges his friend favorably, min hashamayim, they judge you favorably. Yes, Salman.
I think that I have heard somewhere this question before, but just to ask the question, how could it be that when you judge someone lekav zechut is when you don't know the details, right? You don't know who he is, like. For example, if you see someone that is for sure Meharei Shabbat the Pharisee, and you see that he touches the wine, you cannot drink from that wine. It's for sure Meharei Shabbat the Pharisee. You cannot judge him the kasehut in that situation. Let's say Hashem doesn't know the details about you, that he could, what does it mean that he should...
Famous question, right? Famous question. Yeah, no, absolutely, right? So, something to talk about a lot, but just not to let you go without anything. Yes, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. But the midah keneged midah is, just like you put in the effort to judge your friend favorably, Hashem will, quote-unquote, put in the effort. It's not, midah keneged midah does not mean that the circumstances are the same. In no case of midah keneged midah are the circumstances the same, you know, if you check out each and every case. So, it's never exactly like the person does it. So what's midah keneged midah? Over here, one of the answers. Over here, the midah keneged midah is you put effort into judging your friend favorably. It's not always so easy. The easier route is usually... Right? True.
Because
it doesn't look good, right? So a person goes by the optics. So, and yet, you put in the effort to go against what you saw, to be dan lekav zechut. You didn't go down the easy road of just saying, yeah, he's bad. Okay? Hashem also, kivyachol, he puts in the effort. What could that mean, he puts in the effort? Which means that even though Hashem knows you did it, like you say, but Hashem is going to think into the depths to find some kind of way to be melamed zechut on the person. Which means, yeah, he for sure did it, but look into his past. Maybe it's because he heard something a long time ago. That's why it's not really him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master, Vatik Benechamot. He is the master at finding always a limud zechut on a person, even when it looks like the person doesn't deserve it. So, I mean, that's the pshat, okay, of the Midah Keneged Midah. There's much more to say. Much more to say. A few more Marei Mekomot over here. Ubebrachot. He brings the kitzur. Brachot taflamet aleph. Lav ika shchina veruach hakodesh gabach. You must not have the shchina and the ruach hakodesh with you. Shedantani lekav chova velo dantani lekav zechut. Because you judged me to lekav chova. You didn't judge me favorably. That's talking about Chana said that to Eli HaKohen. Eli HaKohen, Vayachsheveha Eli Leshikora. When Eli saw that Chana is saying words quietly, and that was something that was very weird at the time, so Vayachsheveha Eli Leshikora. He thought she drank a little bit before she came. And he even told her, he gave her Musar, Ad Matai Tishtakarin. What is this? It's not proper. And so Chana told him, oh, no. Lo chen adoni, ki isha keshat ruach anochi. It's not, you didn't judge me properly. So the Gemara is doresh from the words, lo chen anochi, that the Shechina is not with you. Hashem is not with you right now. Must be. Why? Because you were not dan oti lekav zechut. So look over there in the Gemara. Ubebrachot, the Gemara in Brachot, af yutet amudalif, im ra'ita talmid chacham sha'avar avera balayla, al te'arher acharav vayom, vaday asa teshuva. If you see a talmid chacham committing a sin, you have to judge him favorably. You have to know for sure that even if he did it, but he did teshuva. Ubeshabbat, tzadik zayin, achoshet bikshirim loke begufo. One is punished physically if he's choshet b'ksherim, if he suspects someone who is innocent. V'sham, ma'aseh be'adam echad, she'arad migalil ha'inyon, v'niskar etzel ba'al ha'bayit, echad, b'darom, shalosh shanim. He goes into a whole story that the Gemara brings over here in Shabbat Kuf Kav Zayin. Erev Yom HaKippurim amar lo, ten li schari ve'elech ve'ezon et ishti u'banai. So the worker asked his boss, it was Erev Yom Kippur, can I have my payment so I should go and support my family? Amalu eni ma'ot. Told him I don't have money. Amalu teni perot, so give me fruits. Amalu eni, so I don't have. Teni kavka, give me a piece of land. Amalu eni. Teni behema, eni. Teni karim uksatot, eni. Hivshil kelav le'achorav ve'alach le'beto ve'pachei nefesh. Anything he said, nothing. Now, you know, it looks really suspicious. What do you mean, nothing? Nothing. You can't give me a pillow, something. Nothing. So he went home very sad. לאחר הרגל נטל בעל הבית שכרו בידו ואימו מסוי ג' חמורים, אחד של מאכל, אחד של משתה ואחד של מיני מגדים. After the Chag, after Sukkot, the בעל הבית, the boss, came, traveled to the worker, and he brought him three donkey loads of food, drink, and all types of goodies. Okay? Skip the parentheses for now, we won't get into it. והלך לו לביתו, אחר שאכלו ושתו, נתן לו שכרו. So after they sat down to eat and drink together, he gave him his payment. אמר לו, בשעה שאמרת לי, תן לי שכרי, ואמרתי, אין לי מעוד, במה חשתני? So he asked him, he said, listen, you know, כתוב לב המלך ביין. They just sat down and they ate. So he says, remember a few weeks ago, when I told you, when you asked me for your payment, and I said, I don't have money, what did you suspect me at the time? What were you thinking in your mind? אמרתי, שמא פרקמטיה בזול נזדמנה לך ולקחת בהם. I thought maybe you found a cheap business opportunity that you saw, it, you know, you could pay a little bit money and you're going to invest and make a lot of money. So that's why you didn't have money with you. And when I told you I don't have an animal to give you, what did you think? I thought maybe you rented it out to someone. When I said I have no land, what were you thinking? Maybe you rented it out to someone. When I said I don't even have fruits to give you, what did you think? I said maybe he has fruits, but they're not yet meusarot. He didn't take off maaser, so he can't give me. And v'asur liten perot shena musarim. U'b'sha'a she'amarti l'chayim ikarim u'ksatot v'machashatani. And when I said I don't even have blankets or pillows, what did you think? Amarti shema ikdish kol nechasav l'shamayim. I thought to myself, maybe, you know, one day he woke up in the morning and he was makdish all his nechazim. They consecrated all his belongings to Hashem, to Hekdesh. Guess what? Amar lo ha'avodah, he swore to him. Kach haya, hidarti kol nechasai bishvil hurkanus beni shelo asak batorah. I was madir, I made a neder, I was makdish, all my nechasim because of my son that didn't want to learn Torah. So who am I going to give it to him? He doesn't want to learn Torah. Ukshebati etzel chaverai badarom, but then I went to my friends in the south. Hitiru li kol nedarai. They made a hatarat nedarim for me. Maybe his son changed. There's a similar story like this in Masechet Ketubot. Obviously the famous story with Kalba Sabua, the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. So you were, and that's how I got all the money to pay you right now. So ve'ata keshem shedantani lizchut hamakom yadin otcha lizchut. Just like you judged me for zechut, Hashem should judge you favorably as well. Now we're stopping here in the middle of the Gemara. There's another story which is on the same page, but we have to continue.